Now, with the greatest bumper music of the British Invasion, this is the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070. The Answer.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know.
Oh, the British Invasion. This one's easy. I'll take the Beatles for $200, Alex.
And you're absolutely right, sir. Very good.
I remember before Denise, I was dating this gal, and she was totally into the Beatles. And I'm not into the Beatles. I couldn't.
You could care less.
Other than meeting Paul McCartney, having him on the show. You're right.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Yeah.
And going to the show and backstage and then calling my home. And it was, yeah. But, like, she was like, oh, the Beatles. And then there's, you know, John. You know me? I'm like, oh. John and Paul. No, they didn't like each other. See, Paul was the brains. John was, I'm like, man, y'all just, you're going too deep on this, all right?
Yeah.
It's too deep. And I was not a fan of the Beatles. Actually, I'm not a fan of any of this British Invasion music.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice.
A lot of people.
It's nice.
Okay.
But when I got in high school, AC/DC.
Well, sure.
I'm young. I'm only 22.
For old buzzers
22.
Like me. Yeah, right.
I'm 22, turning 23.
It's a lot.
AC/DC, Back in Black, came out when I was in 11th grade. And David Lee Roth was jumping around the stage with Van Halen. Poison was on the road opening for Van Halen.
Right.
And you had at 38 Special, you had, you know, the Skynyrd was massive.
Right.
So I kind of grew up with more of that searing guitar music.
Certainly.
Not this stuff. 8:35, every Friday around this time, there's this huge influx of brand new faces who come in for the one and the one segment that they love that almost everybody can agree on is talking about marriage. And I created this segment a long time ago. My wingman has been Robert Kosick, marriage coach, church deacon, all-around good guy, wrote the book Honor the Vow. And our goal is just to take time out of the day, out of the agita, the aggravation, the spilkus of the day, and just talk about the glory and the sanctity and the holiness and the hotness. That's what I focus on, the hotness of marriage. Mr. Kosick, welcome back to the show.
Hey, happy Friday, Sam. You're right. Our main goal is just to, you know, rock a marriage a little bit, get it shaken up a little bit, and get people fired up about what they have and how to make it better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, when was the last time you held your wife's hand when you were walking?
Yeah.
You know, when was the last time you reached around and grabbed your wife's rear end, for crying out loud?
Gosh, yeah. When was the last time you were driving home and said, dang, man, I can't believe I'm in traffic. I need to get home. I need to see my family, my wife.
Well, send the kids out. You know, watch your old kids watch a movie upstairs. Mom and I got to take a look at the budget, family budget. Yeah, that's it. Oh, you might on. Okay, here's today's marriage maintenance tip. Mr. Kosick sends it to me. It's posted up on our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show. Marriage is a good one. New car smell. There's something about the smell of a new car, the feel of a new gadget, or a trip to a new destination. New is exciting and exhilarating. So why not make it a part of your marriage? If your marriage is in a rut, try something new with your spouse, i.e., sleep in a different room together. I know, you put together in parentheses, sleep in a different room, together.
Together.
Like fall asleep on the sofa in the living room or the den. Go dancing. If you don't, you know, you don't dance. And then Mr. Kosick puts up there, request key lime pie for dessert instead of chocolate ice cream, which is deeply coated. Do-do-do. Yeah, do something different, right?
Absolutely. Do something different. Have fun. I mean, if you do the same thing every time, we did a tip a long time ago, if you went to the same restaurant and ordered the same meal and went to watch the same movie for 6 weeks in a row, you're going to get not so excited about the next time you're ready to go out. So change it up a little bit. Have some fun.
Right. So maybe instead of sleeping in that different room, get together and some jello wrestling.
Well, yeah, you know, pretend you're at a hotel. Have some fun. You know, enjoy yourself. It's a wonderful thing to do. And this whole concept, you know, I try to, when we come up with the tips, I try to relate it to some real-life stuff so people can remember it and can attach to it and connect with it and stuff. And so we just recently bought my wife a new vehicle, and the excitement on her face of having something new, and it was one of the first times that we bought her a vehicle just because she wanted a new vehicle, not out of necessity. And it was the first time in a long time she wasn't having a mom car. And just the excitement on her face was wonderful. And I thought, man, if something so simple as just buying a car does that, just think what happens if we invest that into the marriage and
Amen.
Just do something different and shake it up a little bit. And heavy emphasis on with your spouse. Don't go try something different with somebody else.
And that's the thing. And like, you know, your wife gets a new car and she's probably like, oh, I love my new car. I'm going to lunch in my new car, right? Don't eat my new car. And imagine how people will leave their marriage for that new car, that new guy, or that new gal.
Yeah.
And it's exciting in the beginning, but you didn't fix what was broken.
That's right. That's true. And what's so neat, like with the new car, if you go with that analogy, there's all kinds of new gadgets in that new car, new buttons to push, new things to try out.
D.
Just go from there. Stop at the D. Stop
you know,
the D rating.
You know what was really, and that's a family show. Last Friday, I spoke at the Texas Right to Life dinner. There were 1,000 people at the Westin. So they came from all over the state, and it was this cute couple from Galveston. I never met them before, but they enjoyed my shtick. I made some jokes up there on the stage, and they came up to say hello. I said, where are y'all from? They said, we're from Galveston. I said, oh, long ride back, you know, tonight. You got an hour ride back. It was about 9:30. And they said, no, we're staying here at the hotel at the Westin. We're going to spend the night rather than drive home. And I said, oh, it's kind of like a honeymoon for you guys. And she reached out and took his hand, and he took her hand, and they held hands.
Awesome.
And that's all I had to say. Oh, it's like a honeymoon for you guys. They got a hotel room, right?
Yeah.
It was so nice to see the power of love. She reached out and they held hands at just at that reference. And it's like, okay, what are you going to do next week? You're not going back to the Westin next week. Or what are you going to do in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Can you make it different by being at home? Can you get
absolutely.
The kids shipped off to your in-laws or something?
Yeah, I mean, those stay vacations are some of the best ones in the world. My wife and I had, I think, what was the greatest vacation that she and I together had ever had. And, you know, you're driving from one location to the other, especially out like 290 and whatnot, and you see all these little towns that you kind of pass through as you're trying to get to your destination. And I thought, well, one time it would be really cool to get in the car and just drive out and stop at all those little towns. We had absolutely no agenda for the week other than to wind up in San Antonio Friday night. That's the only hotel reservation we had. So every day was a new adventure. We didn't know where we were going, where we were stopping, what we were doing. We were going to find a hotel at night, and it was the greatest time together, just going and exploring. It was new the whole week.
That's cool. That's cool. New stores and junk food. Man, is there anything better?
Oh, yeah. It's great. Absolutely great.
Robert Kosick, my wingman, on our Marriage Talk segment, Honor the Vow is his book. And there's two of them, right? Is there three of them now?
There's actually three. There's two marriage ones, and then there's a mentoring one as well. And if they go to honorthevow.com, they'll be able to see them all, link them over to Amazon where they can get them.
Perfect.
And Kindle and whatnot.
He's a church deacon. So there's couples listening, and they're like, you two jamokes with your happy marriages. You don't know. We're in a miserable marriage. We're not happy. We don't want it. You know, you can always turn that baby around, right?
That's right. Absolutely. And those, and honestly, I mean, just speaking out to your audience, if someone's calling me, it's because they're in that boat. I often, you know, every once in a while, I'll get the opportunity to speak to the newlyweds. I told you last weekend there was an engaged couple workshop that we do. Love that, because you get to kind of give them a heads up before they mess it up. But most of the time, one of the things that we always tell them is, you've got to listen to what we're telling you today, otherwise you're going to be calling me later. And if you're calling me, things are a train wreck in your marriage, and I'm going to help you fix it, but that means things have gotten bad. And we turn them around all the time, constantly turning these things around. And all it takes is someone to say, okay, I'm going to put a little more effort into this. I'm going to draw a circle around myself and fix what's in that circle and not worry about what's in the other person's circle. And we're going to work through some stuff and start understanding what's driving the other people. And we're going to excite some things up. There's some exercises you can do to get reconnected. And it's amazing when it turns around. They are on such a cloud nine. It's phenomenal.
Because look at the zone you're in. You're in a marriage. And there's times, you know, when it's all good and y'all – obviously, like the early years, when you couldn't keep your hands off each other, you couldn't wait to get home. And then there are couples who, through communication failure and others, they don't really want to go home. You find yourself, trust me, if it's all good, you want to get home. And you want to hug, and you want to kiss, and you want to sit on the sofa and take your shoes off and have a glass of wine. The rest, what's the other side doing? They're looking for arguments. They're looking for fights. They're looking for their spouse not to put the dishes away or to not lock the door at night or to let the car run out of gas so they can have an argument. And they're thrilled. Bro, that's not a good life. You're wasting your time.
That's true. And you know, you take the initiative. One says, I'm not doing anything. It's conditional until they do something back. Take the initiative. I think I told you once before, I had a gentleman I was working with, hadn't been intimate with his wife in 2 years. Not 2 weeks, 2 years. My jaw hit the ground. And I'm like, he's like, well, what am I supposed to do with that? I said, go home and tell your wife you want to be with her tonight. She won't want to do it. I said, try it. What's the worst thing can happen? She says no. I mean, you've gotten that for 2 years.
Dude, you got 2 years. You know, by the way, all the men in the studio here, the blood left their head. They just, they're all going, 2 years? Two years.
Now, wonderfully, this man was being still faithful to her, but he wasn't doing anything to initiate that fire again. I said, go home, do it. Bring her some flowers. Get whatever turns her on. Do a dinner. Go out to whatever. Go to a movie. Relax and say, this is what I want to do tonight. We're going to work through it. As awkward as that's going to be because it's been so long, let's just do that tonight. and just see what happens. And I tell you, that'll turn a marriage around in a heartbeat, because you're telling that person, I care so much about you, I'm willing to do anything to repair this.
That's outstanding. Robert Kosick, my wingman on our marriage talk. So the marriage tips are the new car smell. There's something about that new car, the feel of a new gadget. I got a new phone. I was playing with it nonstop. It's true, right? You get a new watch, new phone. You're like, ooh, look, you show your friends. Well, why can't you give all that attention to your husband or your wife that you've been married to for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, whatever it is?
Wives go out, get a new outfit, maybe a new hairdo or whatever, try a new perfume. One of those ones that they show in the commercials where you put the perfume on and apparently, you know, the rest of the night's over. I wish that would happen. But
I spray on my cologne and my shirt rips open, showing my six-pack.
It just happens. It's amazing how that stuff works. So we go do something. Get a new cologne, get a new perfume, get a new outfit, you know, get a hotel for the weekend. Just do something different to change it up. It'll rock your world.
But don't get a new partner.
You respect. That'll rock your world, but not in the way you want to.
No. You respect your husband, you respect your wife, respect the vows that you took before your spouse and your family and the community and friends and God, and get back on there and get your hands. Start sexting right now, everybody.
There you go. Absolutely. Phone hug your spouse. I mean, it's a journey.
Between the two. By the way, the difference between us, I say sext, and the church deacon says phone hug. This is why the conversation has to have both of us, you know.
There you go.
Sext.
We're on Hardy.
Sext.
Got it covered.
Phone hug. All right, have a wonderful weekend. Folks, y'all have a wonderfully romantic weekend with your husband or wife. Get the fire going. Lock the door. Have breakfast in, if you know
Absolutely.
What I mean. And try
Enjoy
something
the journey.
There.
It's a great ride.
You got it. Mr. Kosick, have a great weekend.
You too. Have a fantastic weekend, Sam.
Will do, sir. 8:46. Sam Malone Show, AM 1070, The Answer.
Tell me, baby, that you need me. Say you'll never leave me. Love me tonight. Tonight, something is burning inside, something that can't be denied. I can't let you out of my sight.